Well, California has been making a list of states that have enacted what California officials consider anti-LGBT laws. The payback? Well, no California state employee can travel to those states on taxpayer funds. And one of the latest states on the list, Texas. Businesses and convention and visitor bureaus in Texas are just wrapping their heads around how a ban on state travel from California might affect them. As Jimmy Moss from Here and Now contributor KUT reports, it's what comes next that really has them concerned.
Tourism is a big deal in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott's office says it's directly responsible for nearly 650,000 jobs and indirectly helps employ a half a million more. Tourism also contributes more than $10 billion in local, state, and federal taxes every year. Jessica Shortall is with Texas Competes, a statewide coalition of employers, chambers of commerce, and lobbying groups that is making the economic case for LGBT inclusiveness.
Tourism is day-to-day business in Texas. It's the second largest industry in the state, and fully half of that tourism economy in Texas comes from outside visitors.
And some of those outside visitors will not be making trips for the foreseeable future. Last week, the California Attorney General added Texas, Alabama, South Dakota, and Kentucky to a list of states it will not use state tax money to pay for travel. That list already included Kansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and North Carolina. And if the experiences in North Carolina with its so-called bathroom bill are any indication, Shortall says this is just the beginning of problems for Texas tourism.
We talk a lot with our colleagues in chambers of commerce and convention and visitors bureaus over in North Carolina. And they have said to us that when that travel prohibition came down from California to North Carolina, they didn't realize for quite some time what an enormous ripple effect that ban, that prohibition would have on the North Carolina economy.
The California ban on state travel to Texas is a result of a bill signed by Governor Greg Abbott, commonly referred to around here as the child welfare law. It would allow an adoption or foster agency to deny a child to anyone based on the agency's strongly held religious beliefs. Critics say that opens the door for discrimination against LGBT persons or those who are of different faiths. But what may concern the Texas tourism industry more is what's to come from next month's special legislative session. Governor Abbott has set several priorities. Among them,
we need a law that protects the privacy of our children in our public schools.
Privacy being code to legislators to take another try at passing a statewide bathroom bill. One that would require transgender people to use bathrooms in public spaces that correspond to the sex they were assigned at birth. That bill failed efforts to pass it during the regular state legislative session that ended on Memorial Day. Dan Quinn is with the Texas Freedom Network, a group that calls itself the watchdog of the far right in the state's politics.
What's likely here is the special session could turn a slow-motion economic train wreck into a full-on disaster, especially if they pass this ridiculous bathroom bill.
Quinn says there were at least two dozen bills introduced in the most recent Texas legislative session that were designed to discriminate against LGBT persons. Only the child welfare bill passed so far, creating the current fervor. And the fallout is just beginning. The Professional Convention Managers Association has canceled its 2019 meeting in Houston. San Antonio is anxiously waiting to see whether it will remain the host city for the NCAA Men's College Basketball Final Four in March. Shortall, with Texas Competes, is concerned that the damage to Texas may have already been done.
Because folks think, why would I associate my organization with such a tarnished brand when there's so many other places I can go that are not going to cause me grief and have attendees and speakers complaining or refusing to attend?
For Here Now, I'm Jimmy Moss.